First of all, it should be repeated that a bit is not directly addressable memory. The smallest addressable memory block is a byte, by definition. So when we do bit operations, we are doing them on the set of bits that make up larger integer types, like chars, ints, and so on. That said, what is a bit operation? A bit operation is just an operation that manipulates the bits of a variable. As we have already alluded to, a bit can be used as a Boolean value, since a bit is either a 1 or a 0. So, if you have an application where you need many Boolean values, say 16, instead of declaring 16 bool variables, you can declare one short variable and use the 16 bits of the short variable to be your 16-bit Boolean values. However, since we can directly access an individual bit, we need operators which can be used to manipulate these bits. This is where bit operators come into play. Box A, bitwise AND. The bitwise AND operator is a single ampersand. We have bolded the operator in the slide. The bitwise AND is a binary operator and works with a left operand and a right operand. The bitwise AND examines the corresponding bits in two segments of addressable memory, and for each corresponding bit, the AND operation asks if both bits are set. If so, the AND operation returns true for that bit. Otherwise, it returns false for that bit. So let's look at the example shown in the slide. We declare three variables, where C stores the result of the bitwise AND operation. Notice that we initialized the variables A and B using hexadecimal. This is because, by using hex, we can quickly see the underlying binary layout of A and B. So to do the bitwise AND operation, we line up the bits of A and B. Then for each column, we ask whether both bits are true. If they are both true, then the AND is true, and we write down a 1 for the answer in the column. Otherwise, we write down a 0 for the column. We repeat this process for each column. So in the example given, we see that there are only 3 out of 8 columns where both bits are true for A and B. This is reflected in the result C. Box B, bitwise OR. The bitwise OR examines the one-to-one corresponding bits in two segments of addressable memory. For illustration purposes, we will work with 8-bit chars. For each corresponding bit, the OR operation asks if at least one of the two bits is set. If so, the OR operation returns true for that bit. Otherwise, it returns false for that bit. The bitwise OR is performed with a single vertical bar symbol. So in the example, in the rightmost column, both bits are set, so the OR is true, and we write down a 1 in the answer column. In the second and third column, both entries are 0, so the OR evaluates to false here, and we write down 0 for the answer. In the next column, one bit is set and the other is not. However, for OR, only one needs to be set for the OR operation to be true. Thus, this column is true, and we record a 1 in the column. The same process is repeated for the remaining columns. Just to point out, with these bitwise operators, we are basically doing the logical operations on the corresponding bits of the variables. There is nothing more to it than that. Also note that with OR, you can turn on bits in a variable. You just OR a number with the bit you want to set to the variable. For example, if you want to turn on the third bit, or a variable A, then you would bitwise OR A with 8 hex. On the other hand, you typically use the bitwise AND operator to check if bits are on. For example, if you want to know if A has the third bit turned on, then you bitwise AND it with 8 hex. If the result is non-zero, then you know the third bit is on. Box C, bitwise NOT. The bitwise NOT operator is a unary operator. It negates each bit in the variable, so 0 becomes 1 and 1 becomes 0. The bitwise NOT operator is the tilde. So looking at the example, we have A equals 1011 1001 in binary. Applying the bitwise NOT operator flips the bits, and we get 0100 0110. Box D, bitwise XOR. The XOR operator means exclusive OR. Recall that the exclusive OR is true if one of the bits is set, but not both. The caret is the bitwise XOR operator. So looking at the example, you can see that we record a 1 in the columns, where 1 and only 1 of the corresponding bits in A and B is a 1. For the other columns, we record 0.